Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, friends. Mike Gary here sitting in for Ron Safe out in assignment. Happy 4th of July week. We were planning on just cutting together a best of all our fantastic guests we've had over the last year. But because of the developments with NBA free agency, specifically with the Lakers, the offseason hot stove, I wanted to bring in one of our crack hosts and producers and just a tremendous basketball mind, a state championship winning high school basketball coach, Sydney Hubbard. Sydney, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm good.
All right. So we got a lot to talk about today.
Yes.
There's a lot going on. There's three things we want to start with that we're going to kind of get into further in the rest of the show to begin with. And this involves the Los Angeles Right Lakers.
Yes.
The team of our youths.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're a national show. Ron's got a huge audience. But, you know, I grew up here, born and bred in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And this is the city where I'm from, dum-diddy-dum. And I've been a Lakers fan as long as I can remember.
Okay.
I was a wee baby during the Showtime era, but I do have a little bit of memory of that. I remember the Eddie Jones Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking that Eldon Campbell was going to be the next Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, I remember the Shaq and Kobe.
Yep.
And then
that's about where I came in.
Yeah. Then we're going to talk about that in a second. And then, of course, there is the Kobe Pau Gasol teams.
Yep.
Then there's the LeBron James era, which we are in right now. And, you know, to be fair, LeBron James, some might say, I would say actually it was more Anthony Davis, did bring us a title in 2020 during the bubble year. But as we have seen, the specter and shade of LeBron James's personality, as well as his team, including one Rich Paul, have pretty much taken over this franchise. G-Bus, who knows what's going on? Probably she's still on her honeymoon with Jay Moore. But as we've seen right now, it seems LeBron James gets whatever he wants when he wants it.
Yes.
And so we got about, we're going to go to this break right now, but we're going to talk about three things in the next segment in chronological order. We're going to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers hiring J.J. Redick as their head coach. We're going to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers using their second round draft pick, and there's not a lot of draft picks around there, on Bronny James.
Yep.
And then, of course, we're going to talk about the news of LeBron James signing a two-year, $110 million max deal. So stick around, you guys. If you're a Laker fan and you're feeling like I do, then you're going to like this. If you are a Laker fan and don't feel the way I do, well, just listen and see. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ron Say. When was the last time your accountant, insurance agent, investment advisor, and attorney had lunch together? Never? Well, that's the problem. The experts you currently use are unable to pool their knowledge to benefit you. Interested in a second opinion? Then talk to the financial advisor, Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Brad will work through your current investments, insurance, estate, and tax planning. He will give you a written report of his findings and will work with you with your current advisors to fix whatever he finds. Make the most of what you have and keep more of it once you've made it. Get a free consultation with Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Call 888-908-4BFF. That's 888-908-4BFF. Or you can email brad@bfffinancial.com. Be sure to tell them Ron sent you.
Securities and advisory services offered through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial and BFF Financial are not affiliated.
Hi, everyone. Michael Horn for GetTheTea.com. Summer heat getting to you? Go to GetTheTea.com and take advantage of their first ever semi-annual sale on all of their herbal cleansing teas. Buy two, get 1 month absolutely free. Get the Tea is available in natural, peppermint, pomegranate, and senna, the added strength cleansing tea. Go to GetTheTea.com. Enter the code MikeT and receive free shipping, too. GetTheTea.com is a family-based and owned company that has been in business over 15 years. They also carry unique supplements that you won't find in stores for your immune system, your glucose levels, and vitamins, too. GetTheTea.com. It's one of the best sales of the year, so don't wait. Buy two, get one free. Go to GetTheTea, T-E-A, GetTheTea.com. Enter the code MikeT for free shipping. GetTheTea.com. Mike T is your code. Go to GetTheTea.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we are back, friends. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. The Ron Says Show. We'll see about that. Ron is out for the 4th of July holiday, and I hope you guys are enjoying your 4th of July weekend, getting some nice time outside, some barbecue action, maybe some fireworks, and hopefully those fireworks are being observed and lit in a safe and controlled manner. Don't want to lose any of your digits out there. And once again, I'm joined with the champion coach of, what's the name of your team, Sydney?
It's Louisville High School, the Louisville Royals.
The Louisville Royals.
Yes, in Woodland Hills, California.
The state champion.
Yes.
Louisville Royals.
Yes.
And what division?
Division two.
Division two.
Division two. So we're looking to move up divisions this year as well. Because when you win, that's what happens. You just keep moving on up.
So you and I have known each other for a little bit here. And, you know, you're coaching, you're an old school basketball mind.
Yeah.
You know, you believe defense comes first.
Yes, and defense.
Defense is about effort. Defense is about carrying it. Yes. The intangibles.
Yes.
So let's talk about this modern day Laker team, which I think is an analogous from a modern day NBA.
Yeah.
Somewhat of a disastrous season last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think 42-40, somewhere around there, I want to say.
Yeah, just
a couple games over 500, did not make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Did not make the playoffs. A team with Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell. Prolific scores.
Yes.
Did not make the playoffs.
Yeah, and this was probably Anthony Davis's best season. The best effort we're probably going to get from him in a while, I feel like. And then we just squandered it. So
the one of the only seasons where he actually plays more than 70 games.
And he was dominant.
He was.
And he was like, which we haven't seen since like Pelican days.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, for that, I don't know if he's going to, like, turn that same thing back in this season.
So before we get into the present and the future, let's talk about more about the past. What did you think that was the biggest issue with the Lakers team last season?
I would say definitely defense. Yeah. We have no one that's playing two-way.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Reeves can't stay in front of anyone.
Oh.
D'Lo, I don't think he cares to stay in front of anybody.
He does not like to play defense.
LeBron saving himself.
That's
correct. So he's not playing defense. Anthony Davis is probably the best defender that they have in the paint. But, yeah, it's just no commitment on defense. And then, yeah, they just don't have enough players. Like, I just felt like I don't know, for some reason, it just didn't work with this group.
They had an eight-player rotation.
Yeah.
And Darvin Ham, of course, the coach who has now been fired.
Yeah. Darvin Ham also wasn't doing that great of a job. I felt like his substitutions, his rotations, could have been a little bit sharper. They might as well, when they were, not doing well, they might as well throw Max Christie in, give him a shot, see who's going to work. I felt like he was just, riding and dying by his, like you said, eight-man rotation when it's, you got to start throwing things out the wall and seeing what sticks at this point.
Well, the Lakers are shedding coaches left and right these past couple of years.
Yeah, they're going,
And so to poor Darvin Ham, who I feel great sympathy for.
No, I do. I do, because I feel like he gets thrown under the bus.
He does. And I mean, there's been reporting all throughout the year, and it's just most of the reporting, as you know, in this league comes from agents.
Yeah.
And pretty much Clutch Sports, Rich Paul, who's LeBron James's agent slash confidant slash right-hand man, he represents a big number of players in the league and also on the Lakers.
Yeah.
And so it becomes this shadow de facto propaganda operation coming from Clutch Sports, which is the mouthpiece, the vassal of LeBron James.
Yeah.
So as you said, LeBron James, who is a great player. He's
probably phenomenal.
He's going to be probably the third best player of all time.
100%.
As you said, he only plays on one side of the floor right now.
Because he's resting. He's 40.
He's 40 years old, and someone who is 40 and above, it's you get a little bit tired. But he's an athlete. He's a professional athlete.
Yeah.
He's also a freak of nature physically.
He's in phenomenal shape.
He is in phenomenal shape. But like you said, I mean, he did this before, though. He would be a rover.
Yeah.
He had the athleticism and also, I think, the fire in the belly to be competitive as the rover, where, you know, that's where all those great chase down blocks came from. But
that's what I was going to mention, too. Yeah.
But now he is kind of pretending to be a rover.
Yeah.
Because he
decoy.
And he also there's a little, Luka Doncic got a lot of guff in the playoffs for how he would complain after every attempt and not get back on defense, leading to an easy bucket. LeBron James has been doing it for years.
Doing it for years, I'm telling you. But Luka's getting to the point where I was even watching and I was annoyed. I was he gave up several fast break layups doing that. But yeah, that's LeBron's MO. He's been doing that since Cavs days.
Yeah.
But
in those Cavs days, though, he'd still give you 50.
Yeah.
And 15 dimes.
Yeah.
And you'd still win. I mean, the man's got four titles.
Yeah.
And so, we're not derogating his, his acumen as a basketball player. I think more it's about his resolve and drive at this point. And as Ron said, too, we talked about this last week about integrity. LeBron James is, and we're going to get to this in a minute, LeBron James has made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes.
And so, how do you have that fire in the belly when you've already had – you have all the accolades, you have all the MVPs, you have the finals MVPs, you have all the stats, all-time leading scorer. Mm-hmm. You're going to probably pretty much own the record book by the time you're done playing.
Yeah.
You're going to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
I mean, what drives you at age 40?
He is a billionaire at this point, but I think what's happening now, playing with Bronny, I think that's what was keeping him in this league, I promise you. And now that that's coming true and he's going to do this season or whatever, he signed for whatever it was, two more years, but I think after these 2 years, he'll probably try to hang it up. But I think this is what he was wanting to hang on these last couple seasons for.
Okay, let's talk about the aforementioned Darvin Ham. He was fired,
just
like all the other Laker coaches before him. And now we have J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
J.J. Redick's coaching experience is pretty much described as this. He coached 1 year in the 2021, I believe, a sixth grade boys basketball
team. Yeah, his son or something.
Sydney, you coach competitive, ultra-competitive high school basketball.
Yeah.
There's kind of a difference between that and the NBA.
It's a huge difference. I would not be prepared at all. I don't even think I'd be prepared to coach at the college level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big learning curve, and he's just going to dive right in. But I know his IQ is what everyone's saying. He's a great basketball mind, which I don't doubt, but you got to have something to show for it. You got to have at least coached in the G League or something.
I mean, I understand that the modern paradigm is now, every coach in the NBA needs to be a player's coach. And what a player's coach to me means that you got to be nice to him. You can't yell at him.
Yeah.
That you got to be their buddy.
Yeah.
You got to be, hey, that guy, hey.
But that doesn't always work.
No.
Because I've tried to do that too. It's you got to be tough on them. Trying to be with the play, get on the side of the good side of the players. It's not always going to work. You got to,
I mean, Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
A big time yeller.
Yeah.
Greg Popovich. Big time yeller.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Riley.
The greats. Yeah.
Big time yeller.
Yep.
Eric Spoelstra.
Yep.
Big time yeller.
Yeah.
Here you have J.J. Redick, who also was formerly LeBron James's podcast co-host.
That was the interview. That was the job.
And then you have the gall, LeBron James and Rich Paul in Clutch Sports, the propaganda wing, saying that, oh, LeBron had absolutely no input.
That's what I don't understand. Why don't they just own it? We run this whole thing. Like, why don't they just own it? Like, we orchestrate everything, like, from the coaches. Like, LeBron is the GM.
He's the GM.
He is literally the GM of the Lakers.
He is the coach. Yeah. He is the equipment manager.
He's pulling everything. Yeah. I don't understand why they keep trying to lie about it.
And that's why I think a lot of Lakers fans are upset about this, is about the disingenuousness of the whole thing.
Because LeBron's a pretty good liar. Like, he's been on his show, The Shop, talking about how, like, oh, yeah, Bronny told me, like, I want to go to the NBA. And, like, he's unknown, like, as the kids are saying, capping.
What's capping mean?
It's lying.
Okay.
It's the new slang.
That's new slang. Yeah. I got to write that down.
Yeah. I learn all the time.
Oh, well, we'll keep them coming.
Yeah.
And so J.J. Redick, of course, he signed a multi-year deal.
Yeah.
And we're still paying Darvin Ham. So in the NBA, if you fire your coach, even if you fire your coach for cause, like unless he, like, I don't know, hit somebody with his car, you still have to pay the remainder of his contract.
Right, right.
And this is something that the Lakers have been notorious for, not only with coaches but also with players, is they get rid of people and continue to have to pay them.
Yeah, yeah.
And now the Lakers have the second highest payroll. They're on the second apron in terms of the salary cap.
Uh-huh.
And now they have J.J. Redick, who has no coaching experience whatsoever.
Yeah.
And he's going to go in there, and he's not going to be able to say, hey, LeBron, you need to try harder on defense.
He's going to – I don't know.
Do you think during the podcast, like when they're making the podcast, J.J. Redick's like, hey, LeBron, you need to actually, you know, work harder on the podcast?
No. I just – for some reason, I mean, he got in good with LeBron. LeBron must see something in him, but it doesn't matter. When it comes down to lay down the law, LeBron's going to be running the show.
So Darvin Ham, who had, you know, an extensive career in the NBA and also as a coach before taking a head coaching role, I mean, he had the kind of, even though, you know, his rotations weren't that great, he still had some force of gravitas based on experience.
Yeah.
J.J. Redick has no coaching experience whatsoever. He's also loves the media. He's on ESPN.
Yeah.
He's doing podcasts. And one thing that, you know, players might not like is when the coach takes the spotlight more than the players themselves.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know where all of a sudden he wanted to become this coach. Like, I thought he was happy in the media space. The Old Man and the Three is a great podcast. I don't know.
Well, when they offer you $60 million.
I guess.
All right, we're going to talk about the coach's kid right after the break. Stay with us.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save.
And welcome back. We'll see about that. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for Ron Say, out enjoying his 4th of July holiday weekend, which I hope you are doing the same. I'm joined by Sydney Hubbard, the chief CRN basketball, NBA prep, and NCAA basketball correspondent. And we were just to wrap things up regarding J.J. Redick being hired to coach the Lakers. Mr. J.J. Redick with 1 year of 6th grade basketball boys coaching experience. I'm sure he can motivate those kids like you can't believe. Recently, within the last couple days, it was announced some key members of his coaching staff, including Scotty Brooks, formerly of the Oklahoma City Thunder, took that Thunder team with the Durant, Westbrook, Harden teams deep into the playoffs, and Nate McMillan, who coached the Portland Trailblazers and other teams, both I think combined between those two, Scotty Brooks and Nate McMillan, over 900 NBA victories. So now that adds another dimension to this. So now you have two coaches, and these guys are going to get paid a lot. Because, I mean, these aren't like...
These are established.
Yeah. Like, you know, if this is a guy off the street, if this is like the former video coordinator, he's going to get, you know, a base salary. But these guys are established guys and are going to make multi-millions a year. And also, these guys probably have the knives out because they know if J.J. Redick, you know, if the Lakers start 0-13, you got Scotty Brooks or Nate McMillan right there waiting in the wings to take over.
Yeah, they were probably happy to come over as a chance for an opportunity.
So I wonder how J.J. feels about that, or and also how LeBron feels about that.
Do you think J.J. had a say?
I'm sure he had a say.
And his, like, who are his assistants are?
Probably. Yeah. I would imagine so. Yeah. I mean, he probably had final veto power because his staff. But, I mean, I don't think J.J. Redick played for any of those two guys.
But he's going to need to lean on him because he's going to need some help.
But, I mean, these guys are have so much more experience. It's like, imagine, like, you know,
you're second fiddle to, like, the guy with.
Like, I have, you know 10 plus years experience in the radio business.
Yeah.
And then I bring in somebody, you know, and I'm brought in as someone's number two who has no experience in the radio business. I'm going to be like, I can do this job better than this joker over here.
Yeah. So I don't know. Our ego's going to be intact? Are we going to do it for the better of the Lakers? Like, what's – I don't know. But that is an interesting point. I mean, they brought in two people that have a better resume than J.J., so –
Okay, so we talked about J.J. That's agenda number one. I think you and I can both agree that this was not the right hire.
No, I do not like it.
Okay. All right, let's go in chronological order here in this you know, story of woe with the Los Angeles Lakers. Okay, and then we have the NBA draft.
Yes.
And the Lakers, in their first round pick, their 17th pick, they pick a guy named Dalton, who's named after the character Dalton in Roadhouse. Dalton Kelce, I believe his name is.
Oh, I did not know that.
I believe so. I believe that's how his last name is pronounced. We don't fact check here. And he was a SEC guy, won SEC Player of the Year. His game is very, very similar, actually, to Austin Reeves, but he can guard better. He's a little bit lankier, too.
Better.
So, but now it's interesting because you have Austin Reeves and this new guy, Dalton, who can play the same position. So that's a little bit weird. But the big news of the NBA draft concerning the Lakers biggest. Came in the second round. And Ron actually called me when this happened. Because we taped last week. And we made some of the points that I made earlier about J.J. Redick. And he called me and he's like, did you hear the news? And I'm like, what news is that, Ron? And he says, like, the Los Angeles Lakers – with their second pick in the NBA draft in round two, Bronny James.
When I heard it, it was shocking. But, I mean, at that point also, though, I felt like I knew. I was still in shock because I'm like, it's really happening. But all signs were pointing to them making that pick. Like we said before, LeBron's the GM. He's been wanting this. It was bound to happen. It was bound to happen. My thing is I just don't see how he's not going to at least be a two-way. That's what I don't get. Because I'm like, all right, gift him the, you know, getting his name called, getting to hold up the Laker, put on the Laker hat. But to not have to go back and forth is crazy.
And the reporting was on draft day itself by Bob Myers, who is the former GM of the Golden State Warriors.
Yep.
He was doing ESPN coverage. And he says, you know, according to his sources, that Rich Paul, once again, Rich Paul, little Rich Paul, who is dating Adele.
That's wild.
He was telling every other team in the league outside of the Lakers that if they drafted Bronny James, that Bronny James would go play in Australia.
Is that not like tampering was my thing? Like, is that not some kind of like threat?
The league has great leeway, and that's a fascinating point, because the league has great leeway when it comes to what tampering is and what's tampering's not. It's like, you know when you see it. And also, Adam Silver in the league has great discretion on what they can do for, like, you know, fining people for the good of the game clause. I would imagine that if this was anybody else than Bronny James,
Rich,
LeBron James, and Rich in Clutch Sports, that would have happened.
Yeah, because players have gotten fined for texts. They're like tampering text messages or something, like something way less than what Rich was doing. So I didn't know. I felt like that was like that had to be illegal. But yeah, so they're basically like essentially blackmailing other teams like, hey, if you draft him, he's going to Australia. He's out of there. He's not going to put on your team's uniform, and just forcing their hand, basically, which kind of sucks.
It does. Not necessarily fair. I think it would have been hilarious if, like, the Boston Celtics drafted him. And it's like, what are you going to do now?
What?
And so, of course, we saw Bronny James, 6'1" Bronny James, which is listed. That man is not 6'1".
That's what everyone's saying. They're like, this man is 5'11".
5'11's like to be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, you know, Bronny James, and I don't want to be too hard on the kid because he's just a kid.
Yeah, he's a kid. He's not terrible. It's just like,
he's also
straight NBA is crazy.
He's coming off like a pretty major medical
near-death experience
involving a congenital heart defect that needed
That wasn't long ago. Like, his recovery, his bounce back is crazy.
Exactly. And it's not like he was, you know, lighting things up at USC either.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe his season high at USC was like 16 points or something like that.
Yeah. In an average of four or something.
He is not an NBA prospect.
No.
Not like, not, I mean, it would be one thing if like he was like undrafted free agent.
Right.
Signing a two-way, like you said.
Yes.
Spending some time
in
the G League.
Yeah.
Or if he was like a European player where they stash him over there and he plays, you know, for Team Belgrade for a while. This is a kid that is not an NBA prospect.
Yeah, exactly.
And so how would you feel, Sydney, if you were, you know, drafted after LeBron James?
Yeah, that's what everyone's
saying. You're like a five-star prospect.
Yeah. Everyone was like, he like took some kid's spot, essentially. There are people who are feeling some type of way. Kids have turned in better college seasons than him. Like, yeah, they're feeling some type of way for sure.
And so his deal is a 4-year
I can't even believe that.
Deal. $7.9 million, which is like, you know, that's not much money at all.
It's not, but
the years.
Yeah. He's going to be on there for 4 years in a Lakers jersey.
If this doesn't work, and what happens too, when LeBron James' new deal, which we're going to talk about in the next segment, when that's up in 2 years, is he just going to follow him around? Is this going to become like a package deal?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Where like I'll sign for, you know, re-sign with the Lakers, or I'll sign with another team so long as that you puts together some sort of trade package to get Bronny. And now you have whoever's trading for Bronny at a disadvantage because they know they order to get LeBron, they're going to have to give up all sorts of draft picks and their best players.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't. And I can't even see them really – unless Bronny turns out to be phenomenal, are they going to even – like, once LeBron's gone, are they even going to want to keep him in that Laker jersey? I don't know.
Interesting bet to look at maybe at some of those nice offshore betting sites is to see what the over-under is, how many years Bronny stays in the league after LeBron leaves.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty depending on what he does. Like, it's going to be interesting to watch, but – yeah, it's going to be pretty swift. I feel like it might be.
Okay, so now let's talk about number three in the chronological order. LeBron James signing his extension. LeBron James, up until recently, he says, I'm willing to know, make sacrifices in order to get, you know, some good talent on the roster. And we saw, you know, there's Klay Thompson. We're going to talk about him later. He did not end up signing with the Lakers. DeMar DeRozan, it looks like he's not coming.
That would have been good.
And so Rich Paul, once again, there's that name, publicly said, if we don't get somebody who LeBron really, really likes, he'll take less money if we get person A, B, C, or D. But if not, he's taking the max at age 40.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened.
Yeah.
2 years, $110 million, $55 million a season. How much money is enough for this man?
I don't know. But he actually is already a billionaire, too, though, with all his side projects. So I don't know. And I think this becomes an ego thing with the players taking money, because that's what I've been saying. I'm like, how much more do you need? Like, even with the Paul George thing, he was saying he felt disrespected by Kawhi's money that he got. And I'm like, every time Paul George gets traded, it's a blockbuster trade. Like, you've made millions. Like, how much more do you want? So I don't know what that is about, but I think it's they see other players playing their position, getting a certain X amount of dollars that they're like, oh, well, I'm better than him. So if he got $50 million, I need, like, at least $60 million. I guess that's what it's becoming, an ego thing. But I have no idea. And LeBron, they overpaid him for like 2 years, and it's going to be a washed 2 years. He's great. He can dunk, but it's like he's not playing.
He'll bring
D.
people into the building.
Yeah, he'll sell tickets. He'll sell tickets. Jerseys.
Yeah, he'll sell media rights.
He's not. You're not a championship contender, and I thought that's what this was all about.
Very well said, because you know what really satiates the ego is when you compare yourself to other players.
Yeah.
Is like, look, I'm a champion. I won a champion this year, championship this year. You did not.
Yeah.
I won finals MVP this year.
Yeah.
You did not.
Yeah.
I averaged 30, 10, and 10 in the playoffs this year. You did not.
Yep.
That's a really good way to stroke your ego rather than going and looking at your money pile.
Yeah,
that's
they're all counting each other's money.
Scrooge McDuck style, looking at the millions of dollars, and close to a billion dollars that he's made on and off the court.
Yeah. These people don't have to like work again. I don't understand like how, like when is enough enough?
Not only do they not have to work again.
Yeah.
Their children do not have to work again.
Yeah.
Their children's children do not have to work again. Yep. And their children's children's children.
As long as they don't do anything dumb, they're fine.
Generational wealth.
Yeah.
That's almost like it's more money than you can spend.
Yeah. Yeah.
More money than you can lose.
Yeah.
All right, stick around, you guys. We'll see about that. We're going to talk more about NBA offseason moves in this special emergency edition of We'll See About That. Hope you're having a fantastic 4th of July holiday, some nice hot dogs, maybe some burgers on the grill, corn on the cob. If you're doing a fireworks show, make sure to enjoy that safely, and we'll see you guys right after the break. Stick with us.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Summer. What's not to love? Well, maybe not the scorching temperatures. Every day can't be 75 degrees with a nice breeze. So I went to Kohl's and stocked up on stylish looks that'll keep me and my husband cool all season long. I found great prices on linen dresses, cute jumpsuits, comfy polos, and so much more. So bring on the summer heat. We're ready to weather it in style. And all thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM and the All England Lawn Tennis Club announced a new feature for the Wimbledon digital experience that will utilize match data with generative AI from IBM's AI and data platform Watson X, to keep fans updated on gentlemen and ladies singles players as they move through the championships. The new feature, named Catch Me Up, displays cards with AI-generated player insights and analysis, making it easier for fans to stay up to date on players across all matches. Pre-match content will include analysis of recent performance and likelihood to win predictions, while post-match will include key statistics and highlights. The feature will also create longer-form daily and weekly summaries of play. Catch Me Up aims to help Wimbledon scale its content to both new and existing tennis fans globally. The Championships Wimbledon will run from July 1st to July 14th, 2024. Visit Wimbledon.com or download the Wimbledon app on your mobile device. Available on the App Store and Google Play Store.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
The fans are rooting. And welcome back. We'll see about that. Mike Gary, this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial. It was June 29th, 2024, when the Dodgers, before their game in the locker room, heard that the Lakers drafted Bronny James and were just incensed by that. Sorry about the joke, but that's how I feel. All right, so wrapping things up here with the Lakers, we're going to talk about other NBA news. This clutch sports situation has got to get figured out. I mean, you can't have one agent and one agency wielding this much power. I mean, David Falk. Maybe people remember the name. David Falk, he was Michael Jordan's agent.
Okay.
And people back then thought he had way too much power.
They thought he was doing too much. Now look at him.
Now look, I mean, David Falk now, I mean, Rich Paul makes David Falk look like someone that works for the league.
I certainly hope they gave Rich Paul a raise for what he did, because I don't think any other agent can pull off what he just did.
And there's, okay, and there's, but here's the thing. Like if, well, I don't, this could be a little bit sticky situation. You know, Rich Paul's not, does not look like, act like, or talk like the prototypical agent.
Right.
Take for that what you want. And so he, you know, an agent in any industry, the agent's, his job is to get the most money and best benefits for their clients, which are the players in this particular case. So I don't know, I mean, how much criticism you can have towards Rich Paul for doing what his job is.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I agree with that too. But like you said, he isn't the typical agent because he's like super front facing, like, all his boys, like Mav with the show, like they're all just in a way of celebrities of, you know, these people, these agents, we couldn't pick them out of a lineup. Like we know Maverick when we see him. We know Rich when we see him. So, I mean, that's the whole clutch allure, I guess. But yeah, he definitely better be getting paid after this because I just don't see anyone else doing like what he did.
You're too young to remember this, but the 1995 Source Awards when Suge Knight went on stage and
I remember the Source Awards, but not this one.
Addressed the crowd and says, "Do you want the executive producer dancing all up in the videos, being all up on the record?" Because that's what pretty much is happening.
Yeah, that's Rich Paul.
All right, let's go through some of the other off-season moves. You and I both love the Warriors. They were going to be my team. They're still in the running. You know, they're still in the running to become my new team after the Lakers have broken my heart too many times. Klay Thompson, the Splash Brother, has left the Golden State Warriors. This is like the Bronny drafting, where pretty much everybody kind of saw this coming.
Yeah.
But once it happened, it was shocking because it was, you know,
it's the end of an era. It's like, it's a big one.
He has signed with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
He got a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
He got, you know, he got definitely more money than Chris Paul got going to the Spurs.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Which finally Chris Paul washed Chris Paul didn't demand a max deal as he everywhere he's gone.
I was so mad when the Warriors signed him.
I was irate.
I was just like, what was he going to do for us? This was like his worst season ever. He scored 9 a game, and I think that's generous. Mm-hmm. I was always saying, like, at least with the Suns, he put up 25, 30 occasionally, like, and then I think he averaged at least 20. I was like, this season was like the worst, and he just wasted another time, like year of Steph's time.
I really wonder if they did not sign him, if they signed somebody else who was actually, you know, match their offense a little bit better, if Klay would have stayed.
Exactly. I don't know. Or like, why did we get rid of Jordan Poole? Like, there's so many mistakes since Bob left.
I know why we got rid of Jordan Poole.
Yeah, for Draymond.
Because Draymond Green punched him in the eye.
And
made him super uncomfortable. And Draymond Green, because he's such a huge personality and such a child,
he
could not get along with his teammates, and they already had Draymond locked down. And
he's got to go, though. I don't know. I would have found a way to try to get him out of here because he blew it again this season, missing probably, what, however many games
he was suspended indefinitely because of his rage issues.
They had to pull out indefinite, like, for him. That's insane.
That's pretty rare.
Yeah.
That's pretty rare. Like
he's crazy.
When you hear five games, you're like, ooh, boy. Yeah. But when you hear indefinite...
It was a first.
Like that's the first time I've felt that way. Seen like since they told Donald Sterling that he was banned for life.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean that was the same. Like, ooh.
Yeah, I was just like, if you lack self control, I mean, granted he's done like so many things for the Warriors dynasty, but these last 2 years, 3 years, he's been way more than he's more trouble than he's worth. So I feel like it started with him, and then Klay going out is just it's a sad day for like all Warriors fans right now. Like. It's tough because the now new move we made getting Kyle Anderson, it doesn't make sense. Like, the front office just isn't the same. Like, I think Bob Myers was really tuned into everything Warriors and what we needed to do to succeed. And now that we have, like, Dunleavy Jr., like, did anyone prep him on, like, what this job is? I don't know. He's doing the front office is terrible right now. It's just going to be another rough year.
I think also a lot of because of the new salary cap and the new luxury tax with the two aprons, the Warriors have paid hundreds of millions
in luxury taxes
and penalties for a long time.
Yeah.
And if you're, Joe LaCobra and those guys who are like, look, I got a lot of cash, but like when I have to write a check, and that money gets dispersed to other teams. And so like when I have to write, a $200,000 check to Steve Ballmer. Like, come on. That's got to be painful.
But they're, like, wasting Steph's time, though. Like, don't they owe him, like, what he's brought to the organization? Don't they owe him at least another run?
That's a great question.
Like, come on.
Thought experiment. Which team owes what player more? The Lakers owe LeBron for coming and bringing them one title? Or the Warriors to Steph Curry for four titles?
Warriors and Steph, because he's also been like the, he got drafted there. It's been the franchise person there for so long, battled all those ankle injuries, like put together historic runs, 73-9, like stuff that'll never be done again.
Came out of nowhere when he came to the league.
Yeah,
Davidson, mid-major, you have
like,
LeBron literally called the chosen one when he's in high
so
school
we knew what he was
Sports
gonna do.
Illustrated.
That's a great point, too. Like, I mean, no one thought Steph was going to be this guy.
And you never hear any.
And he's so slight, too. Like, you never thought this. Like, Bron's a towering guy. He's huge. You're like, he's the chosen one. He jumps out the gym. Like, this is an average athletic guy killing people.
And you never hear any reporting about Steph Curry going up the back stairs to the GM being like, trade this guy sign this guy.
Exactly.
Or
he's not going to
draft
that.
My kid or anything like that.
To a fault, though, too. Because, like,
just about to say that.
Yeah. Like, can you put your foot down a little bit?
Exactly.
Like, you're too much of a nice
guy. You're so right. Because he should have been the one that went up the back stairs and be like, Draymond's got to go.
Yeah, but I think he loves his guys too much. Like, I'd have been so frustrated with Draymond. I would have had to, but I don't think he has that. Like, man, go rip Draymond.
Yeah.
Go rip him today. Like, pull his collar or something. Like, you have to be that guy. I think he's just too nice. He's like, whatever.
He's Steph Curry's a unique player, not only because his game is just so, so amazing, his shooting ability, his handle and all that, but he's a unique player when it comes to being a leader on a team. And no one would know better than you because, you coach champions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to have a leader.
You do.
And, everybody can lead differently. Sometimes, not nice and sometimes nice. I mean, Kobe was a leader, but Kobe was sometimes a little bit too much to a fault.
He was not nice,
But Steph Curry leads solely by example, which is great, but sometimes it's not enough.
You need the vocal. And I guess that's what they're getting from Draymond, but it's like, who's going to listen to you now, like, after you've sabotaged us?
Well, I mean, if you're vocal, I mean, you can be a vocal, but if you're a madman, you're not a leader.
Yeah.
If you're punching dudes in eyes.
And choking people. Yeah.
What was the phrase that Jordan Poole said that?
You're a heavy bag for 30 or something?
Your 30s backpack.
Yeah, something like that. But it was on point, and I think it probably hit a little too hard.
I think so. I think it struck
a
nerve.
But I think that was the start of it all, and it was just the downfall of the Warriors right now because I have no idea what they're doing. And, I mean, Klay might have saw some writing on the wall, like, we're not running this thing back. Like, let me get out of here. Maybe he wants another shot at a ring. Like, I don't really know. Klay's also not a very vocal guy, so we don't really know what was going through his mind, but he definitely has a better shot at it going to Dallas. I mean, they just went to the Western Conference. Like,
well, let's talk about that. So, I mean, LeBron James and every Laker fan I know wanted Klay Thompson on the Lakers. Lakers.
Now that's a way better fit to me.
So, but he's an LA guy.
Yeah.
His dad is the color commentator on the radio broadcast. Yep. They could travel together and like share rooms on the road.
Yep. And he's like, all the father sons.
And he's like, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't.
And so the reporting is like, oh, he went to Dallas because Dallas is a ready-made contender, and also there's no state taxes in Dallas, in Texas, that is.
Well, what does he care about state taxes?
I don't think he cares about that. I mean, he's also
so
made hundreds of millions of dollars. That doesn't really matter.
And grew up rich kid.
So how bad much – and Klay Thompson's a smart, thoughtful guy.
Yeah.
And he's
another nice guy,
and he's a considerate guy, and he qualifies his actions and his remarks. And so – what kind of dumpster fire does he think the Lakers are not to come to the LA where he's from, where his dad works, his dad's team, to play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis?
Yeah, and I know he holds his dad's career in high regard. I don't know. That's what he might have been like. I ain't going there with Redick and LeBron's kid. Yeah, with the new kid on the block. I don't know, but he definitely would have fit in better with the Lakers, I feel like, because he can sit in that corner. He can shoot those, hit those spot up threes. LeBron can drive and kick all day. Like, that was a way better fit, because now you have Luka, who's extremely ball dominant. Then he sits back and lets Kyrie be extremely ball dominant. Like, Klay doesn't do all the dribbling. He's like, pass it, I'm shooting.
Most famous for 60 points and 11 dribbles.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, it's a way better fit for the Lakers, but I get it, I guess. He wants to try and win. But yeah, I would have gone to LA. I would have stayed with the Warriors, but if he was moving, I would have gone to LA, because Luka doesn't pass like that.
No.
I mean, I feel like that's why Tim Hardaway Jr. went so cold in the playoffs, because he wasn't getting it swung to him, and then they wanted him to hit it like – and he only shot one time per game. Like, yeah, it was – so I don't know. I just feel like Klay going to the Lakers was a better fit. But
obviously, he saw something that I think a lot of people see, that this franchise has been a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a new coach who's, like I said once before, has only experiences coaching little boys.
Yeah.
He's got the coach's son.
Yep.
I mean, he doesn't want that kind of circus.
No. And then I guess he's like, they're experimenting right now. I don't want to be a part of the experiment. Like, I'm getting up out of here. But I did hear Michael Thompson, his dad, was on a show, and he was like, yeah, I was trying to get him to the Lakers.
Yeah,
and he's very disappointed.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's publicly
like,
said that.
But he's a grown man, but I'm pissed. So I was like, dang.
All right, let's talk about one more thing. Let's talk about Chris Paul signing with the Spurs. We mentioned it before. It's sad because, like, everything goes down with the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm becoming a Warriors fan.
Yeah.
And then Klay Thompson leaves. I'm like, oh, man, I guess I'm a Spurs fan now. And then Chris Paul signs with the Spurs. I do not like Chris Paul. His game or his personality.
Yeah. None of it's good.
The only person's game who I hate more than Chris Paul's game is James Harden's game.
Yeah.
There's no joy in Chris Paul's
game. And yet
game.
LeBron would have taken him on the Lakers. And I was like, that wasn't going to work. That was one of the players he was like, I'll take the minimum for, or I'll take a pay cut for. And I was like, that's not a good fit for you guys.
I mean, because also
he dribbles the air out the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're
Well, and just like what Chris Paul does too is why he didn't work with the Warriors. Is the Warriors are at their best when there's like five passes per possession.
Yeah.
With Chris Paul, he brings the ball up, he pounds it in the corner for like 13 seconds, one pass for a contested shot.
And he thought he was going to start, which was crazy. They had to fight him to come off the bench. I was like, where are you starting? When they signed him, I was just so confused. And then he was like trying to be sassy about not coming off the bench.
And I just finished watching that clipped series about the Donald Sterling. And I went back and actually I read Momo Shelburne's book about the whole thing it was based off of. And she's got a lot of reporting about that Clipper team. Chris Paul was hated on that team.
Yeah. I hear it a lot. They don't like Chris Paul.
No.
Because he wants to win so bad, which is commendable, but it turns him into like a maniac. He's not a good teammate, not a good locker room guy. I hear the same thing all the time.
Exactly. And you know, Kobe got a lot of the same criticism.
Yes.
Like Kobe, but
it's
also
Kobe-esque. Yeah.
But what Kobe would do though is because what Kobe would do, he would win, but also, you know, Chris Paul won't hang out with his teammates.
Right.
Kobe didn't necessarily hang out with his teammates.
Right.
What Kobe would do though is he'd pay for his teammates' club bills.
Oh,
so
I did not
when
know
Kobe
that.
Was back in the room and the rest of the fellas were out there at the club, he'd pay the club bills.
That's kind of cool.
Chris Paul would not do that.
No, not at all.
All right. So, and I just, I'm very interested to see if Pop and Chris Paul can get along.
Yeah, because that's two strong personalities.
Very much so. And also how that's going to affect Wemby's development. All right, Sydney, stick around. We're going to be right back right after the break. Wrap things up. Stay with us.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
And welcome back. We'll see about that special emergency Lakers talk, free agency talk, and 4th of July edition. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to check out Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power, available on his website, theronsayshow.com. You can find autographed versions there, as well as all sorts of information about this high-quality show. If you're listening to the show as a podcast, give us, please, a like, subscribe, and review. It'll help out Ron and I with the old algorithm. So one last thing to talk about here, Sydney. Jason Tatum – well, two things, actually. Yeah. Jason Tatum has agreed to the largest contract in NBA history.
Yeah, $312 million. That is wild.
We have broken the $300 million mark.
Yeah.
I remember when Shaq got $120 million for 7 years.
Yep.
People were going to riot because how can somebody make that much money?
Yeah.
Now we have someone for 5 years, $312. And right after that deal was announced, the Celtics, and after the Celtics won the title this year, their ownership group says we're selling.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah,
that's breaking news for me.
The Boston Celtics, the Hayden file of Boston Celtics.
I can't with this.
Ownership group has decided to put the team up for sale. And I wonder if this is indicative. They're like, look, we got to cash out now. Because you look at, we just paid this dude $300 million.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to get more and more and more and more. Actually, and while the revenue gets lower and lower based on the changing media landscape.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to see a lot of other teams start to consider sales as well. We saw Mark Cuban cash out last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, now we're going to see a bunch of hedge fund guys start to come in, private equity, to run these teams rather than, you know, ownership groups or singular owners.
Yeah. I mean, they're setting the standard with what they're willing to pay. You don't think when Jaylen Brown's contract's up, he's going to be looking at that same thing? I think those two are trying to stay there their whole careers and be franchise players. But one thing about Tatum, I can say I'm not anti-Tatum. I'm whatever on him, but he does play all 82 games. Like, the guy doesn't get injured. He doesn't sit out, maybe when the coach forces him, but he plays, and, I mean, he got him a championship. It took him a couple tries to get there, but he did deliver, and he's not one of these, like, temperamental players. So, I mean, I guess he earned it. That's a lot of money, but he earned it.
Jaylen Brown was better than Tatum in the playoffs.
Jaylen Brown carried them. I'm not even going to lie. So
these, yeah, I mean, if I was him.
But I know. But that's what starts to break it. That's the ego that we're also talking about.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown's going to start looking sideways like, okay, I'm the one that was the MVP. So. Yeah.
All right, you guys. Sydney, thank you very much.
Of course.
And all our Laker fans out there, I hope you enjoy your 4th of July weekend. All sports fans, I hope you enjoy your 4th of July weekend. And we'll see about that. Ron Say, I'm Mike Gary sitting in. We'll see you guys next week. We'll